the Morongo Casino Studios. It's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Frank Show. I know we're in the 9 o'clock hour, but this is still the 8 o'clock guess for the name game. 818-955-2955.
The name game.
I guess there's no reason to call right now because I did solicit for the call before we went to traffic, and so we already have caller 25. Hello, Lori.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Lori, there's $200 in the jackpot for the name game because somebody picked the Julia Roberts movie yesterday for $2,000. Do we have the audio of the winner on yesterday's Kevin and Sluggo show? They don't have very many winners on that show, so I thought might as well play it for them.
They were probably super thrilled then, right?
Oh, my God, they were excited.
Go
Sluggo
crazy.
Especially.
It's the enthusiasm.
Giving away all that money.
Now, you ready for it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here's it.
This is Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
Do you know what's just happened?
I'm caller 25.
Damn right! So you get to play our little name game. We are looking still for that Julia Roberts movie. It's worth $2,000 right now. And the last couple guesses were Leave the World Behind and The Conspiracy Theory, which were wrong. So for $2,000, Sam, what do you think we're looking for?
I'm going to go with The Pelican Brief.
The Pelican Brief. Is that like Frank is on the morning show selling all that underwear? Is this like it's a movie about underwear for birds? Is that right?
No, it has nothing to do with the ball.
Well, it has everything to do with $2,000 because you're right.
Whoa!
You win.
No way.
Yep.
My God.
Pelican Brief is what we've been looking for. You got $2,000, Sam.
Oh, I love it. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. That's the most money you've ever won before.
Okay.
That's
how
it.
Is this thing
going? Yeah, well done.
There you go. That's fast.
That was it?
That's the most money he's ever won.
That was how they celebrated?
$2,000.
I didn't even hear Kevin in there.
Cheering, no clapping.
Yeah, it's in his claws. He doesn't have to clap.
No fanfare? Where's all the fanfare? They just give away $2,000.
I know. They act like it's old hat for them, but that's the first time they've had a winner. They didn't know how to react. They never
Maybe
had
they didn't
winners.
Know. They were in shock.
So we do have Lori on the phone. Lori, so that obviously was guest yesterday. The new name game question is we're looking for a group or artist that performed at Coachella in 2011.
Okay.
Do you have
I'm going to go with Duran Duran.
Okay, so thank God you didn't say Strokes because that was the wrong answer.
Right.
But you're saying Duran Duran.
And they were there.
Duran Duran. No. Merchandise. Sorry.
Oh, well.
But you did add $300 to our jackpot, so thank you so much for that.
Thanks.
All right, so the Strokes and Duran Duran, both wrong answers for that artist or band that performed at Coachella 2011.
But we're still doing another one this hour, right?
Oh, yeah, that was the 8 o'clock rollover.
That was the
8
o'clock,
okay. I say become a VIP because you can watch the show. That's the only way to be able to get the live webcast is to be a VIP. Thank you. But one of the VIPs won our April Give Back giveaway, and that was the Scouts Honor, $500 gift cards, and that dog basket and cat basket of goodies. So that winner is... That's fanfare.
Here we go.
Sophia Lopez.
What? Oh, Sophia!
Sophia!
Oh, from Fullerton.
Hey!
She won the,
oh my God!
The give back giveaway. It's amazing.
Congratulations!
It's Scout's Honor. Thank you for being there to give us this wonderful prize to give back to Sophia Lopez.
Holy kaboli!
Awesome job, Sophia. Thank you for being a VIP. Appreciate your support of the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another reason, to watch the show. It's radio worth watching after all, but sometimes we have guests come in and you want to see what they look like, and they're here today. We got Tom Papa here. Let's get him in here. Comedian Tom Papa is performing at the Ace Theater tomorrow night, and he's here in the studio. Hello,
good
sir.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Nice to see you all.
You're looking
so happy for Sophia.
I know. She won the dog basket.
We were screaming in the hallway, just like you were in here.
Yeah.
It's now the United Theater, the Ace Hotel. Theater at the Ace Hotel has changed.
Even the venue's wrong.
They closed the hotel.
So now
it just happened.
The United
Theater on Broadway.
United Theater.
Okay. Tom, I have to say, obviously, very, very funny comedian. I love you. Your stand up is hysterical. But listen,
yeah,
your bread making videos, Tom,
yes,
are just porn.
Porn.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to hear.
What are you rolling the dough with?
It's so
it's so weird.
That ain't a rolling pin.
I guess.
Look at all that flowery shooting.
I had Danelle Rollins, the comedian, was on my podcast, and he's like, you know that's straight up sexy. And I'm like, what? He's like, you with the dough.
I'm
baking bread.
No, but Tom, the way you, because anybody who's tried to do that, and I certainly have tried to make pizza dough and all that, mm-hmm.
Does Tom knead it with his face? He just sticks his face in it.
He has the little cutter, and he'll make the big dough, and then he cuts it in half, and then he'll move it around with, and it's just
Where did you see this video of him making bread?
Instagram.
I post it a lot.
At Tom Papa.
That's your thing?
A lot of people know me for bread.
Is that a COVID hobby that turned into an Instagram post?
No, it really aggravates me that people think I just showed up during the pandemic with it.
Yeah.
Like I was, you know what I mean? Like when you like a band before everybody else, and then everyone's like, oh, we love REM. It's like, no, I was there in the beginning.
No, this is prequar bread. Yeah,
and they all showed up, and everyone started baking bread, and then like I saw Jake Gyllenhaal on Colbert talking about his bread baking. I'm like, as soon as the vaccine comes out, this guy is never baking another loaf.
Right.
And I'm still going. I bake a lot of bread, and people really know me for bread now. Like I was on United, I was on American Airlines, and the flight attendant came up, and he said, "I just want to apologize. We have horrible bread on this flight." I'm like, you know, I do comedy, too. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, we could probably go into a whole hour of where'd you get your starter from.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you the quick one.
Is it like some ancient thing?
Yeah. So starter starts with flour and water just in a bowl, and there's yeast floating around us, and it literally dives in and starts eating it, and it'll start to bubble, and you know you've got some yeast, and then you kind of cultivate it from there. And I told this story when I had first learned about it, and my daughter, who was like 12 at the time, got one started for me. You got to kind of tend to it. It's like a little chemistry thing. And on Christmas, she gave me a sourdough starter in a bowl. And I always say that was one of my greatest acting roles, is pretending that I like that Christmas present. And she's handing me a bowl of goo. But I made bread off of it.
It wasn't even wrapped?
And no, just in a bowl. No, you can't wrap snot.
That's the thought.
Yeah. So I just started baking bread off of it, and I got really addicted to it and got really into it, and I haven't stopped. I'm really good at it. I was doing this morning. I would have brought you some, but I got off the road.
With the whole, like, too many carbs and stuff like that, and you're eating bread all the time.
How are you so fit?
How you slim?
This is real bread. This is good bread.
Right. All right.
Like when I was buying bread in the supermarket for my family, what I thought was healthy bread still had 30 ingredients in it. Mm-hmm. It's flour, water, salt, and yeast. That's it. That's all that's in it. And it starts to break down its own sugars and stuff. So like it was so strange to me that we show up after thousands of years of humanity and they're like, we can't eat bread. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Jesus was eating bread. I'm like, we can eat bread.
And now he is bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're eating him.
Yeah. Of all the foods he could have chosen to be, he chose bread.
He chose bread. That's right. He wasn't like, I am this jerky.
You eat these oysters. Oh, no.
How bad would that have been if you had to go to church every Sunday and eat oysters?
Early morning, Sunday morning mass, 8 a.m. It's like,
oh, God. Possible Jesus food.
I got it now.
What was Jesus thinking? No, he knew bread is where it's at.
He absolutely did. So have you gone from like the loaves to trying to make bagels to like your own?
Yeah,
that's a little tougher, right?
Bagels, yeah, but I'm pretty good
at it.
Did
you make the crackers?
No crackers. I do bagels.
Pizza dough.
I do pizza dough. I do scones.
Oh,
I do all of it.
It's so relaxing.
Was this college of YouTube? Like you learned, like how do you make a scone, and you learned how to do it through that, or did you go to have some professional training?
What? No, no training. I like to cook, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
And then when I just got into baking bread, is a little easier than baking like real like pastries, and that's very precision oriented. This is a little slot. This is somewhere in between cooking and baking. You know, you can there's a little room to mess up. So I just kept doing it and trying, and then you start going down this wormhole, and. I have this podcast, this Breaking Bread podcast, which is just kind of to kick off the conversation, but I've had a lot of bread people on it, and, you know, people start to show up, and, like, Bub and Grandma's here in L.A., yeah. and Lodge Bread, and I just started becoming part of this bread community, and I started learning from them.
So they bring bread down to the show for you to test it and taste it with other people?
They stare at you while you're eating it to be like, what are you doing?
I go to their shops, and they tell me the flour that they use, and I just started learning about it and got into it.
So you have different, like, comedians, celebrities, things on the show, and you guys sit around and break bread and talk about whatever the hell's in the world and being alive.
It's a great awesome. Conversation starter.
You eat
like
bread,
now you know, everybody gets so pissed off if you chew on the mic.
Yes. Who? What,
everyone gets so angry.
What guest did you have that was like really a gross eater? Like they took a bite of bread, they're just like, and you're like, oh my god, I
had Sarah Silverman on last week, and she's like, I'm not eating on camera. I'm like, you don't have to. I just baked you bread. You can take it home. You don't have to eat it now. And she's like, I just did a show on Netflix eating, and I'm a disgusting eater.
We're all disgusting. Humans are gross. We're gross. We make sounds.
Sometimes people don't know, because I mean, I had a buddy, you know, for the longest time, and like the first time that we've ever, you know, had eaten together, and he was one of those and I thought it was like so over the top that he had to be joking. I've never seen him eat, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, what? I'm like, you're like, nah, nah. I mean, loud.
It's because he never really ate with people before.
His whole family ate like that. Like nobody ever pointed that out, and the family going, hey, keep your mouth closed when you eat.
Yeah.
My family was like a big time mouth closing family. It was like, you had anything open.
And don't say anything until you're done swallowing.
We have a family that's like friends of ours, and they've got kids like our age kids, and they're that way. They eat like that, and they also use their fingers in like the communal whatever.
And
lick their fingers and go back.
We
love these people, but we get in the car on the way home. We're like, what the hell? Did anyone eat? We got to go to In-N-Out. I couldn't. When he stuck his hand in the dip, I couldn't go back in.
Was it hummus or was it a cheese dip or ranch?
Anything. Anything that they can get their fingers
any
in.
Dip, they were just fingering.
They're just they're fingering all the dips.
I'm all for fingering, but enough already.
And that's even worse. Like if it was a chip and somebody double dips, that's gross enough.
Yeah.
But just a finger double dip.
How great is life though when you're completely alone and you can double dip?
And you do. Yeah.
Oh, that is like freedom.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know what all these people are protesting about now, but if I were ever to hit the street, it would be for the double dippers.
Don Papa's hanging out with us. He's going to be performing at the United Theater on Broadway.
Downtown.
Tomorrow night.
Part of the Netflix Festival.
How do they get tickets? So netflixisajoke.com?
Yeah, or go to tompapa.com. The tickets are on there. It's a beautiful. I saw Cat Power down there at that theater not too long ago. It's beautiful old theater. That downtown is so great. It's just all of these great restaurants.
It's starting to happen. Like other cities, you know, as you travel as a comic, you probably see it's like other cities have a downtown that's like eat, work, play, restaurants and things to do. And L.A. for a while was just like,
I know.
But now I think it's...
once we start shipping the homeless to some other city, it's great.
Yeah. Is that the plan? Is that what they're doing?
Take that, San Diego. Yeah.
Here you go, San Francisco. They'll take them.
Enjoy. We need tapas. but the festival's popping off. It just started.
Yeah.
And I had Jerry Seinfeld and Gaffigan and all the people from his new movie.
Right.
And I was interviewing those folks.
So you get some good guests.
It's really, really great. And now the festival's starting. And I'm psyched because my show, I do an hour-long show, is on Friday, and then I'll be done. Then I can just screw around.
Like, I can just. You got it out of the way.
Yeah, get it out of the way. The pressure's off.
Are you going to the roast of Tom Brady?
I don't know. It's on. I don't roast. So I think I might just watch
it. Too nice,
I might just be there.
Nice.
Yeah, too, yeah,
yeah.
Nice guy.
I know. But I always felt like I could sneak attack them because of that.
That's absolutely true.
What's he going to talk about? Bread, and then just come out and like say horrible things about their mom.
Well, that's what I was asking. We were talking about it yesterday on the show, Tom, and I said, when you roast somebody like Tom Brady, like, what's his Achilles heel? Like, the only thing we could come up with is, what, deflated balls, like the deflated footballs. But, the where do you hit him?
He's got the divorce. He's got his wife is going to take some shots. His ex-wife is going to take some shots.
About banging the jiu-jitsu trainer.
People are always mean about her, right?
Yeah.
The other guy who likes deflated balls is Giselle's jiu-jitsu instructor.
Right.
You could do that. That's a good slam.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
They'll go, but maybe tie in some Matt and Ben homophobic jokes.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah.
Some of that in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there'll be some stuff. Him and Belichick. And then they'll just be mean to each other. That's
exactly. Yeah.
Did Netflix's joke kick off last night at the Hollywood Bowl? Was Jerry on stage?
Yeah, it was Jerry.
I think it might be two nights, right?
Yeah, I think they've got another night. But who cares? My show is on Friday, and so much funnier. I mean, you know, Jerry's great, but you know.
Yeah. Around here, we always say, "What's the deal with Jerry Seinfeld?"
Yeah, well, we never say that, Tom.
He's never made bread.
Yeah.
See, that's why you're my favorite comedian, because you're funny and you make bread.
Thank you. Besides bread.
I love Jerry. I worked with Jerry on the road for years. I always say my biggest break was when he came and plucked me out of the clubs when his series was done and he was getting back into stand up, and he really did find me. And I was on stage two nights in a row when he walked in. He was just kind of sizing up the clubs. He wasn't really performing yet. He was just seeing the scene and stuff. And I saw him through the window.
Oh, damn.
Like, in the club that he came a second night. So I was like, I'll do all new jokes from last night and try and show off. And I came off and he's like, "You're really funny." I was like, "Oh, thanks." And we just started talking comedy at the bar. And I was like, "Oh, man, this guy likes me." And I grabbed onto his coattails and never let go.
Yeah,
I
just was like,
do you have his number in your phone?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Call him. I don't believe you.
Of course. It's in my phone. It's in my phone.
I trust you.
Yeah. I don't. I have it under a code, though.
Oh, okay.
So you wouldn't be able to find it. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tom, is there anybody?
It's under money bag.
Anybody that you would be nervous, like, you've been in the game such a long time and you're such a good comedian, but where somebody says, "Hey, so just so you know, so-and-so's in the audience," would anybody make you nervous at this point?
Whenever, it's funny, I don't get nervous about people, you know,
not even like if your wife's there that night, you're fine.
Well, that's kind of the thing. When I am aware of them being in the audience, they're on my mind. Even if I'm not like really like crippling nervous, I'm aware of it. And performing here in L.A.,
yeah,
there's a lot of people that are coming to my show. There's a lot of like actors, and then there's family, and then there's friends, and my neighbor. And
right, it's like, oh, the mom from your daughter's friend, her mom from school. She's gonna be there tonight.
I think it'd be great at like hosting like an Oscars or something like that. You ever been asked to do that?
No, I didn't host the Oscars, but I hosted this year the awards for the sound people. Whatever organization does the sound, which is, you know, massive, I did that one. And it was, at first I was like, why is Joe Coy doing the Oscar, the Golden Globes, and I doing sound? And then after his performance, I was like,
thank goodness,
I get to do sound. No one's going to know what the hell happened here.
We didn't hear a thing,
Joe.
Joe's a friend of the show.
He's a great friend of mine too. That's why I can say.
Yeah, his phone number,
Joe.
Yeah, what's that?
Do you have his phone number?
I do. It's under Kind of Money Bag.
Kind of Money Bag. Yeah. Tom Papa's with us. He'll be performing at the United Theater tomorrow night on Broadway. So go to at Tom Papa or just TomPapa.com.
Tom Papa, yeah, they know how to use
the internet. Or NetflixIsAJoke.com.
Yeah, Netflix is a joke. Or go to the United Theater or type in Ace Theater, used to be something else.
You'll find it.
You'll find it. It's Friday at 7.
Seinfeld stole the idea of, like, you're breaking bread with people, then he's having coffee with people. Did he, like, toot that after you? He's like, you probably led him down that road.
Yeah, you know, it's hard because when you influence a legend,
I know.
Right.
You can't really get credit for it, you know?
I know. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he even drove a car before he met me.
Oh, and the news for us for radio, we were nominated to be in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
And we didn't make it.
What?
To the nomination to be nominated.
We didn't even make it to the nomination.
We were nominated to get the final nominations to actually get picked.
Who's doing this voting?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
But
I guarantee you. It's just a matter of finding out who does it, and we'll get it done.
Yeah. A show called
Free Hot Wings and Beer got in, and we didn't.
Free Hot Wings and Beer?
That's the name of another show out of Grand Rapids.
How can you compete with Free Hot Wings and Beer?
So they just took it from Hot Ones, and then made a show about it.
All you gotta do is buy a table.
Maybe you should change your name of your show to Heidi, Frank, and Howard. Yeah, exactly. Everyone will be like, wow, that's amazing. Those guys are really great.
Dream team. Tom, always fun having you on the show, man.
You guys
always
are the best.
To come back. Tom Papa, go get your tickets. TomPapa.com or NetflixIsAJoke.com tomorrow night, United Theater on Broadway downtown. All right, we got to get another contestant for the name game. So be caller 25-818-955-2955 is the number. They're getting a lot more detailed, these name game categories. You have to name an artist or a band that was on the lineup of Coachella 2011.
Whoa. That's obscure.
Nothing off the top of your head, Tom?
No.
I guess they're trusting. Yeah, people know how to use the internet. They'll figure out how to look up the old lineup and just start marking them off the list. I mean, we had, name a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
First sandwich that comes to mind.
Reuben.
Wrong answer. It was Monte Cristo. But
close.
The fact that you had a sandwich top of mind without any extra work for you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of question we're looking for.
I gotcha. Yeah. Everyone can just cheat on these contests.
I gotta study for this?
Isn't Reuben a Monte Cristo with just something?
Without jelly?
One different element, yeah.
I don't think it has sauerkraut and jelly on it, the Monte Cristo. Or no, jelly is on the Monte Cristo, right?
Right.
The French toast?
Right, the Reuben does not have jelly.
What kind of bread did you put on your Reuben?
Who's putting jelly?
Sourdough.
That's what I'm going to move into is rye bread and pumpernickels and all that.
Is that way harder, or easier to make?
It's sloppy. It's like rye doesn't absorb the water as much, so it's a little stickier.
Because it's like with beer, I heard like the more hazy IPA-ish you go, it's the easier to make. But when you try to get that lager, that Pilsner consistency, it's tough. So that's like the white bread of beer up to the rise of being a hazy IPA. Maybe it's easier.
Yeah.
We have to bring a loaf by.
I will. I'll come back with bread.
You got to open up your own shop, like Top Pop Bananas.
It's catchy title.
There it is.
once you see what bakers do for a living, they're there at like 2 a.m, like filling up those cases. I'm like,
Who wants to get up early, right?
Not us.
All right, let's take the break. We'll come right back with caller 25. We're Heidi.
Love you guys.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.